Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading some sentences. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Please write neatly. Don't be a sloppy slop. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to read and color first. So let's look at number one. You're going to see a sentence on number one with some circles under the words. I am going to call those circles bubbles because I like to blow bubbles. We're going to call them bubbles. And then next to the sentence, you should see a picture of a spider web. We're going to color that web. Find a blue crayon. Any kind will work. I'm using my blue green. And I want you to color inside that web. Go ahead. All right. Because we have a picture of a web, we're going to use it as a picture clue to our sentence. Which means if this is a picture of a web, I'm pretty sure that the sentence is going to be about a kitty cat. No? You don't think? Okay. So if this is a picture of a web, then this sentence is going to be about a web. Yes, you're so smart. Take two more seconds for that blue web. Two, one. All right, hold on to your blue crayon. Let's practice reading this sentence fluently. What I mean by that is we should not sound like robots. We should sound like we're talking. That's what I mean. So first, look for the word web in the sentence. Look for the word web. It will start with w, w. It's the only word in the sentence with w. Do you see it? It's the second word. W-E-B, web. I want you to fill in that bubble under the word web with your blue crayon. Make it match the blue web that we colored. Just color in the bubble for the word web, no other bubbles. And put your blue crayon down. And then put your pointer finger on the first word, the. I'm going to touch the bubble under the word the. Now, I'm going to read the sentence. You move your finger when I read it, and I am going to read it fluently. I shall not sound like a robot. Here we go. When I say a new word, you scoot your finger. The web is little. Yes. The web is little. Scoot back to the beginning. Let's do it again. Listen, listen, and move your finger. The web is little. All right, you try it. Put your finger on the word the. You say it out loud with me. Don't sound like a robot. Here we go. The web is little. Last time, one more time. Here we go. The web is little. Nice job. Okay, scoot down to number two. You should see a picture of a bed. Let's color the pillow on the bed purple. Make it a purple pillow. I love my bed because I love to sleep. Take two more seconds for the purple pillow. Two, one. Find a green crayon for the blanket. Any kind of green. Let's color the blanket on the bed green. So if we have a picture of a bed, I'm pretty sure it's a picture clue. I'm pretty sure the sentence we're going to read is going to be about a spider. No, I know it's going to be about a Cheeto. No? All right, take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, hold on to your green crayon. I'm pretty sure you're right. I'm pretty sure the sentence is going to be about the word bed. So let's look for the word bed in our sentence. Ed. It's the only word with b at the beginning of the word. You see it? It's the last word. It's the one that has b, e, d. Let's color the bubble under that green. Ed. It's the last word in the sentence on number two. Make the bubble green. Don't color any other bubbles. Put your green crayon down. Get your pointer finger out and put your finger on the bubble for the word I at the beginning of the sentence. Here we go. I'm going to read it fluently. I shall not sound like a robot. Here we go. I see my bed. I do. Let's start again. Point to the first word. Move your finger when I say the words. Here we go. I see my bed. You try it with me. We're talking to each other. What do you see? I see my bed. Yes. Last time. Ready, go. I see my bed. Yes. All right, let's move down to number three. I see a picture of a net. Find your red crayon, any kind of red will work, and color in that net for me. Now, I'm pretty sure I understand now that it's a picture clue, which means if I am coloring a picture of a net, I'm pretty sure this sentence is going to be about Coca-Cola. No? Oh, what do you think it's going to be about? Yes, it's going to be about a net. So hold on to that red crayon for me. Two more seconds. Two, one. Let's look for the word net in our sentence. Net. Net. Do you see it? It's the second word. Will you color the bubble red under the word net? N-E-T. Fill in that bubble red. And don't stop there. Now I want you to find the word red because the net was red. Look for the word red. R-ed. We're still on number three. See if you can find it. R-ed. Yes, it's the last word. R-E-D. Red. Fill that bubble in with your red crayon. So we have net colored in and red colored in. And then put your red crayon down. Okay, we know it's going to be about a red net. So put your finger on the word the. We're on the bubble for the word the. Let's practice reading this like we're talking. We'll read it fluently. I'll go first. You move your finger with me. Ready? The net is red. How was that? Let's do it again. Move your finger. The net is red. Do it with me this time. Read out loud. The net is red. What color is the net? Read it with me. The net is red. Excellent. Let's move down to number four. Ooh, do you see the hen? I see the hen. Let's get out our brown crayon and color the hen brown. Color the hen brown. Okay. I am learning from you all that this sentence is going to be about a chicken. No? I thought I was close. Is it going to be about a chicken that we're going to eat for dinner? No, no, that's too sad. Is it going to be about a hen? Yes, because we're coloring a picture of a hen. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's color the nest yellow. Find a yellow crayon and let's color the nest yellow, like the straw or whatever you want to call it. So this hen is going to lay some eggs, I think. I think it's going to lay some eggs. Do you like eggs? Do you like scrambled eggs? Do you like eggs? I don't really like eggs. Shh, don't tell anyone though. All right, put down that yellow crayon in two and one. Let's look for the word hen in the sentence and color the bubble brown. See if you can find the word hen in the sentence. H-h-n. Yes, it's at the very end. See it? H-E-N. Let's color the bubble brown. Do you see that question mark next to the word hen? That means we're going to use a question voice when we read this sentence. Put down your brown crayon. Get your pointer finger out. Point to the first word. Put your finger on the bubble under the word do. I'm going to practice reading this in a question voice. Ready? Move your finger when I read the words. Do you see the hen? Do you hear my question voice? Let's try it again. Move your finger back. Here we go. Do you see the hen? Okay, read it with me. Move your finger while you read it out loud. Question voices. No robots. Ready, go. Do you see the hen? Last time. Do you see the hen? And then you can answer the question. Yeah, I see the hen. No, where's the hen? Or I don't know. What are you talking about? All right, scoot down to number five. Ready? Oh my gosh, look at that cute dog. Oh, so cute. I love dogs. They're my favorite. He is so wet. Let's color the dog black. can't find your black crayon, go ahead and just use your pencil as a gray color. It'll be fine. Let's color the doggy black. He is wet. Looks like he's been playing in the hose. I have a dog. You might have heard me talk about her before. Her name is Murphy. She's a German Shepherd. And she doesn't like to swim, but she loves to get wet. She'll go in a baby pool because she can stand up. So she loves to get wet. Looks like this dog is having fun with the hose. And it is very, very wet. And it's a cute little puppy. So if we're going to read this sentence about a dog, we're probably going to read about the dog being wet. How am I doing? Am I getting better on these picture clues? Okay. Take 2 more seconds for that black dog. 2, 1. All right. Hold on to your black crayon. And I want you to look for the word wet in the sentence. W-et. W-et. You see it? It's the very last word. W-E-T. Fill in that bubble and make it black for the word wet. Fill in the bubble and make it black. Do you see next to the word wet? It's not a question mark and it's not a period. That's called an exclamation mark, and it means we're like excited or we're yelling or we're mad. It's a lot of emotion. So get your pointer finger out. Point to the first word. Point to that bubble, and I'm going to practice reading it like I'm really excited about it. About the dog being wet. Okay, ready? Here we go. Follow along with your finger. It is very wet. One more time. Ready? It is very wet. Okay, we could also read it like we're mad at the dog, but I would never be mad at my dog, but we could read it like that. It is very wet. Okay, you read it out loud with me. Let's be mad and upset. Ready? Point to the words. It is very wet. Excellent. All right, let's go down to 6. I see a picture of a pen. Let's make it an orange pen. Find your orange crayon and color it color the pen orange. All right. I love pens. I love to write with pens. Do you like to write with pens? Sometimes I let my kids in my classroom write with pens, and they love it too. Color that pen orange, and then hold on to that orange crayon because we know we're going to find the word pen in our sentence, right? Because I get it now. Mrs. Oldham gets it. Let's look for the word pen. Pen. There it is. It's at the end. Go ahead and fill in that bubble and make it orange. P-E-N. Pen. It's the last bubble. Oh, look. There's a question mark after the word pen. We're going to practice using that question voice of ours again. Go ahead and put down your orange crayon. Get out your pointer finger and point to the first bubble under the word can. Follow along with me and move your finger. I'm going to use my best question voice. Ready? Can I have the pen? Can I? It's question voice. Move your finger back to the beginning. Here we go. Follow along. Listen up. Here we go. Can I have the pen? Can I? All right. Move back to the beginning. You do it with me. Ready? Read out loud. Can I have the pen? Last time. Can I have the pen, please? Okay, let's go up to 1. See the web? This was the sentence about the web. Let's practice reading it. Point to the bubbles. Let's read the sentence about the web. Tell me about the web. Ready, go. The web is little. Good job. No robot voices. 2, it's about the bed. Ready? Point to the bubbles. I see my bed. 3 is about the net. Ready? Point to the bubbles. The net is red. 4 is about a hen. And there's a question mark, so we have to use our question voice. Ready? Do you see the hen? Do you? Let's try 5. It's about the wet dog. And we're upset, or we're excited, or we're mad. Let's be mad. Ready? Go. It is very wet. And last one, it's about the pen, and we're asking a question. Ready? Let's read it with our question voice. Can I have the pen? Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole activity. We read fluently. We did not sound like robots. No robots. boys and girls, you rock a roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.